Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the New York Mets, Warren Sparn. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaines moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a fly ball towards left. May settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on May. Cowan moves to third. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is called out on strikes. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. May reaches second base with a double. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. May scores. Dierker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Astros. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hiller moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hiller moves to third. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Lewis reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 2-1, Astros. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Canizaro moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lewis hits a line drive towards first. Bond catches it and steps on first to double up Christopher. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dierker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Dierker moves to second. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Canizaro. Dierker moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dierker scores. Morgan scores. It's 4-1, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Wynn reaches third base with a triple. Gaines goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Astros. Tom Parsons now pitching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 6-1, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bond moves to third. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith has Bond trapped. There's the throw to Canizaro and back to Smith, who tags Bond for the out. Aspromonte moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May is walked intentionally. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lilis hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to second. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowan strikes out. One out. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Tom Parsons. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball towards left. May settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on May. Smith scores. Swoboda moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Astros. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Swoboda moves to third. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ron Swoboda now playing center field. Jesse Gonder now catching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaines hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bond is hit by the pitch. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bobby Clouse now playing second base. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis is hit by the pitch. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to second. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gaines hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson pinch hits for Bobby Clouse. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Justy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crane Pool for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.